The pilot claimed he saw problems in Bald Mountain Air's record keeping for flight checks and training out of their Homer office back in the fall of 2012. In addition, he reported pilots were missing drug tests.
He raised his concerns internally, and after not getting the response that he had hoped for, he reached out to the FAA.
Tobias Kammer, the acting assistant regional administrator for the Office of Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, can't name the pilot. He says the Federal Aviation Administration ran a surprise inspection of the airline in November 2012.
It's my understanding that they were FAA regulations that were violated, although I should also say what OSHA looked at was whether he was retaliated against for raising those concerns.
And OSHA decided it looked a lot like retaliation. The airline suspended the whistleblower 2 days after the inspection, and then he was fired 2 days after that. Kammer says reporting safety issues at work is a right protected under federal law. When someone claims they were punished for reporting on their employer, OSHA investigates. In addition to the suspicious timing of the pilot's dismissal, Kammer says Bald Mountain Air made negative comments to other employees about the pilot's report.
And on top of that, when the pilot tried to find other work in the aviation industry in Alaska, which, as you and your listeners probably know, is a small community, he discovered that many other employers were already aware of what he had done.
Kammer says the pilot has 35 years' experience, but it looked like no one else would hire him because he reported to the FAA. Before OSHA ordered Bald Mountain Air to give the pilot back pay and $100,000 in damages, Kammer says they gave the airline a chance to dispute their findings. The company had to prove it would have fired the pilot even if he hadn't reported them to the FAA.
And we didn't get sufficient response to change our decision.
Kammer says Bald Mountain Air claimed it fired the pilot because he was responsible for some of the bad paperwork sent to the FAA. The company blamed the whistleblower for the same mistakes he reported.
But the investigation didn't support that. And although I haven't read the FAA's documents, it's my understanding that they also reached a conclusion contrary to the company's position on that.
Bald Mountain Air Services and the pilot were given 30 days to object to OSHA's findings. Otherwise, the order for the company to make amends will be final. In addition to the cash reward, the company will have to remove all mention of the case from the pilot's employment records and post information on federal whistleblower protections for its other employees in Homer and Anchorage. Aaron Spurbeck, a lawyer representing Bald Mountain Air, said via email that his client denies the allegations against it and, quote, intends to thoroughly examine all of its legal options, end quote. If the company files an objection, it can request a hearing before an administrative law judge. Spurbeck said that deadline to object is near the end of March. Bald Mountain Air Service declined a request to comment on this story. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.